You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, I'm Christopher Deem, and this is Public Record. There have been several recent drownings in the waters of Lake Superior in Marquette, prompting action from Marquette City officials. Today, I'm joined by Marquette City Fire Chief Tom Belt. Explain what actions the city has taken in the wake of the recent drownings.
Thanks, Chris. One of the things that was in the works as the drownings occurred was a warning system of flags. That project is complete and was done by Public Works and fire department members. And it's in place, ready to go. We'll probably have flags flying tomorrow. Another thing is that the police department reinstituted the park patrol. And now we have off-duty lifeguards working extra hours, actually patrolling the beaches physically, keeping an eye out for dangerous conditions, swimmers in distress, whatever they can glean on the beaches there. Firefighter rescue swimmers, we took that program up last year, actually late last summer, and didn't get a chance to get into the water much. Obviously this summer we have been, usually 3 days a week, and we've learned through our practice and our drilling that there's some equipment out there that we're beginning to use. Water scooters to get out to the area of a victim quicker, and it also saves stamina for the firefighters too. And we're beginning to experiment with surfboards and kayaks for removing victims from the water and back to shore. Those are the two times that we're working on pretty hard. Everything else, the response, the setup, we do that as fast as we can now, can improve. So firefighter operations, rescue operations have considerably ramped up. We participated and set up a multi-agency drill with the Coast Guard, the sheriff, the police divers, EMS and the fire department, simulating several victims in the water, removing them. I mean, one of the really good things that has come out of this, I think, is the partnership that we've gained with police, sheriff, and the Coast Guard. Typically, we are somewhat apart in our operations. Now we've had a chance to practice together, work together. We even have Coast Guard swimmers responding sometimes as volunteers on situations. So we're building those agency-to-agency partnerships, and I think that in the future is going to pay dividends. Also with the National Weather Service, Dave Gunther, and the Great Lakes, Ron Kennan from the Great Lakes Grant, Sea Grant Office, they call that. The city did hold a public forum soliciting ideas from the general public on how to face this public health issue. And let's face it, that's what it is. Got a lot of good ideas, and as a result of that, on the August 30th commission meeting, the commission will entertain a request by staff to form up a task force for a 12-month period, including people from all walks, so that we can study the problem in depth. And then finally, the Parks and Recreation Director Carl Zuger was notified that we received funding for a Doppler measuring instrument for rip currents and longshore currents that will be placed in the Picnic Rocks area. It's unknown at this time whether or not we'll be able to get the machinery in place this fall, but certainly by next spring we'll have that, and that can send a wireless signal out and be captured, and we can constantly monitor the currents out in the area around Picnic Rocks and Middle Beach there. So we're looking at education awareness, beach supports, offshore support, and the emergency problem is tenants, the things that need to be explored in the depths. Marquette, the direction we received from the mayor of Marquette is he would like to see Marquette become the gold standard for waterfront safety.
Now, you mentioned Picnic Rocks and the currents that are out there. They are affected at times by a strong lateral current which moves parallel to shore. What steps would you suggest people take if they get caught in a current like that?
Sure. First of all, first and foremost, don't panic. Don't try to fight that current. The current is much stronger than you are. The weight and the movement of water is much stronger. When you think of a current out there, think of swimming in a river. If you fall into a river or you're swimming in a river, generally swim with the current or slightly diagonal to the current. If you get caught in a rip current, which has a tendency to tow you straight out perpendicular from the shore, go with that rip current and just try to slide out of it. They don't last forever. They're usually just several hundred yards. Get yourself in a position where you're out of that current, and then make your way back to the beach. A longshore current or channel type current runs parallel to the beach, and if you get caught in that, again, go with the current and try to work your way diagonally back to shore. But if the current's particularly strong, just go to with the current till the current runs out. If you become exhausted, then it's time for cry for help or to raise your arms for help.
How come there is no lifeguard at Picnic Rocks?
Yeah, the decision on the lifeguards, and again, whether or not lifeguards are located at Picnic Rocks, this may be something that comes out of the task force. But presently, the city absolutely doesn't want to encourage any swimming there. That's the main reason. The other reason is the sight lines there, is that lifeguards can see, and remember, it's about 300 yards out to those rocks. Lifeguards can see out to that point, but something happens on the other side of the rocks or in between the rocks. Again, the lifeguards are in a position where they may not be able to see that. So, but primarily, it's to discourage people from swimming in that area, move down toward McCarty's Cove, or go to South Beach, which are both guarded areas.
Can the city simply close the beach or that area to swimming?
No, they can't. Some fairly recent case law in the Michigan Supreme Court allows the public to use beaches up to the high water mark and access the water. So even across public or private property, you may have some control, but what happens once the person's on the beach, they have every right to go into the water.
How fast can the fire department respond to a swimming emergency at Picnic Rocks?
Our time, actual emergency response to Picnic is 3 minutes. Our time response to just about anywhere on Presque Isle is about 6 minutes. Okay. South Beach is about 2 to 3 minutes.
And if a swimmer is swimming in any of those areas and they get fatigued and they call for help from shore, should they tread water? Should they float on their back? What should they do until to give the fire department enough time to get there and get people in the water?
Yeah, I go back to my lifeguard days, and that's a good question. If a person can swim, there's the old tired swimmer float that you do, which is the float on your back or even on your stomach. Keep ingesting large amounts of air to keep yourself afloat, and then try to signal to get help.
This topic bears the question, where does the city's responsibilities end and where does personal responsibility enter into it?
That's a difficult question, but it has been a question that's been posed. It's been a question that's been entertained in the citizens' forum that we had the other day. My guidance to anybody, whether it's fire, whether it has to do with the beach or any type of safety, is that personal responsibility begins with the individual. You sort of learn personal responsibility raising a family, but if you haven't raised a family, you hope that people learn it from their parents, and that is to, first of all, be aware of situations. First and foremost, if you're responsible, you're aware that the weather's changing or that the waves are growing larger or that you have icy conditions on a roadway or that you don't dispose of cigarette butts in a paper wastebasket, all the things that you learn from, you know, you're a small child. But situational awareness, it begins with that. And then I think engaging the risk, you know. If it's risky, don't do it.
Okay. You've been listening to Public Record. I'm Christopher Deem, and I've been talking to Marquette City Fire Chief Tom Belt. Thanks for listening.